Now let's go to the story of the HSE's service plan, which lays out in some detail how and what monies will be spent over the next year. We'll be talking to the HSE boss, Tony O'Brien, a little later on in the programme, but let's first talk to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. He's in a satellite van in Dublin city centre. He was attending this morning's news conference. Fergal, what's new in all of this?
Well, I suppose the point is that the HSE is saying it's a more realistic budget, but in real terms, the net extra, when you consider everything, is about 115 million euro extra to spend next year. And that's fairly modest, considering the overall budget is over 12 billion euro. They're going to maintain existing services, they say, with some developments, but there's no extra money for anything that might increase spending. So, for example, there's going to be 25 million euro for delayed discharges in hospitals. These are people who are in hospital beds who are ready to go home or to a nursing home, but can't be. And it's a major problem in the Dublin area. So of that 25 million euro, 10 million euro will go for 300 extra Fair Deal nursing home beds. It's modest enough given the waiting list is over 2,000. Another 5 million euro for 400 extra home care packages, which should help too, and 35 million euro for mental health. The one big issue that arose here is, will the HSE stay within budget next year? Because they're heading for an overrun of 510 million euro this year. Why is that important? Well, under new rules, next year, for the first time, any overrun by the HSE would become a first charge on its 2016 budget, and that would be significant. The health minister told us that, look, you can't rule out the HSE overrunning for the unexpected, an Ebola problem or more medical cards being needed. If there is an overrun, the reasons for it will be examined, but that certainly is a major issue.
Is the 115 million that's earmarked this year, Fergal, is that guaranteed by the state, or is that dependent on the HSE itself finding some savings or making some economies throughout the service?
Well, the HSE has been told that if it secures savings, that savings money can be reinvested in the service, so it doesn't go back to the central exchequer. So I suppose that's good news. But it does have to find 100 million euro in savings, which it calls a challenge. So will that happen? Can it make the savings? One of the major areas to cut is in agency staff. They're going to have to cut the agency bill by about 140 million euro. That's a massive amount of money. Can they do that and keep the service running? They'd have to rely on about 2,000 fewer agency staff then, but then convert some of those posts into permanent posts in the hospital system, which does sound like a more practical measure. But we'll have to wait and see. The other issue which often gets missed is some capital projects to be completed next year will not open until 2016 at the earliest. They're all listed in the back pages of the HSE service plan, so people around the country should look and see which ones relate to them. And in terms of the full final detail, we need to see the regional divisional service plans from the HSE, which won't be published until next month.
In terms of these savings, is it laid out in any detail where the savings will be made, or the same savings that we were hearing about last year, in which the Public Accounts Committee says it never materialised? And similarly, in terms of raising fresh revenue, again, there was the criticism that this figure was outlined, but the target was never actually reached. Is there detail on that, Fergal?
Well, there is some detail. For example, it has to generate more income collection, over about 10 million euro in getting money in faster from various areas. But Tony O'Brien did make, I suppose, a somewhat humorous comment today. He was commenting on his feelings sort of last year, a month or so before, this time last year, that, you know, was a sort of nightmarish situation where the budget was, it just wasn't realistic. And he did raise that at government level. But he seemed to be more confident that this is a more realistic budget. But it's going to be very, very testing, and if you've only got about 115 million euro extra to spare, nothing would want to go wrong.
Fergal Bowers, thank you very much indeed.